I'm WUWM's LaToya Dennis. We all know that culturally, there are different ways of communicating. When it comes to Black people, since slavery, we've relied upon a head nod to say many things, according to Anthony Courtney. Decades ago, he founded a manhood training program for young Black men in Milwaukee.
When Black people were planning rebellions, the men on the plantations, okay, what would take place, they wouldn't talk. When it was going to go down, they simply, you know, wanted to clarify when it was going to go down. So they went on about their business till they got ready to take care of business.
When Courtney takes pause, he's doing a head nod. Over the years, Courtney says the use of the head nod has evolved.
What it is an acknowledgement of a brother, wherever you went in the country during our time, you may not have known these other brothers, or you've been in a situation where there were very few Black men, and you might have been in meetings or whatever, a lot of white folks or whatever.
Courtney says you would simply nod your head at each other.
That was it. And that was an acknowledgement of that this was a brother, even though you may not have talked to him. In most cases, 99% of the cases, you got the head nod back. And if you didn't get the head nod back, then you watch this brother.
Courtney was one of a group of four Milwaukee men ranging in age from 28 to 75 that I recently sat down with via Zoom to talk about the importance of the head nod. Andre Ellis is 60 years old. He's the founder of We Got This, a grassroots program aimed at teaching young Black men to grow food and clean up their neighborhoods.
It was often a form of safety. You knew that you all had to connect. I see you. If something go down, we together. And it also was a form of respect with each other, because even when you were at events where, what I remember in the 60s and 70s, especially being a young boy, 67, 68, when the riots came, what I remember is I couldn't wait to grow up and be big enough to do the head nod. It was a form of cool as well, especially if your hat was tipped to the right. That deep dip.
Travis Hardman is the youngest of the group, and he's a small business owner.
Normally, most people, you know, nod their head up with a, you know, in a what's up manner. It's totally safety, because most men are, you know, our primal instincts is to, you know, wire to fight. So what it does, it lets the next brother know, hey, everything's cool. We can walk past each other and we can go about our day. And when you do run into the people who, when you nod your head and they don't nod back, it kind of does give you a feeling of not being safe, or something may just occur.
Kwabena Anton Nixon rounds out the group of men. He's 51 years old and an author and a representative of the I Will Not Die Young campaign. Before COVID-19, he also hosted barbershop conversations for Black men. He says the head nod isn't as popular today as it used to be, but he says when he works with young men, he goes out of his way to not only recognize them in that manner, but also with words of peace, King.
Boys be what they see. When we had a barbershop conversations, the youngest person in there is 15. One of the requests I do is I ask them all to get up. One, make sure you're sitting by somebody not your age. Two, and everybody go through the room and do this. Peace, King, I see you. You have to teach it in the very beginning, as early as possible, how we do it. And I would say this, what Andre said, I think everything is marketing. It has to become fashionable. Death is fashionable in our community. Murder is fashionable. Dying young is fashionable. Why I'll say that? Because they get more love sometimes in death than they do in their everyday life. They get more props on social media for doing something ignorant than they do some positive. So we're making living fashionable now. We're making living long fashionable. We're making having conversations in peace fashionable.
Nixon says one way they are doing that is by bringing back the head nod, the acknowledgement of, I see you, and all is well.